Friday morning, you know what it's time for, Florida or anywhere else in the world, our stupid criminals game, player number one, right here in Sanford. It's Amy. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the game. You get to have a coach. Do you want Dana or Adam to be your coach?
Adam.
Nice, Amy. We're going to win.
What?
She didn't even hesitate.
I know. He makes friends with them before we go.
That's what it is. Rich, your friend and coach is going to be Dana Taylor.
Awesome. I was looking forward to having Dana.
Thank you.
He likes that. All right. So here we go. It's Florida or anywhere else in the world. Super criminals. You just got to figure out where this actually took place. So we're going to start off with you, Amy and Adam.
Okay.
It's quite the night when you go through an entire 30-pack of beer all by yourself, and you still want more. Last week, cops got a call from a club about a guy passed out in the parking lot. And when the cops got there, they found a 48-year-old guy named Michael. He was face down, and his fiance was rubbing his back, trying to get him to feel better.
Aww.
As they were starting to walk up, they heard her say to Michael, quote, "Be calm. Please don't fight them." And there's really only one way a drunk guy will ever respond to somebody saying that. You hop up and you challenge him to a fight. Well, they were able to quickly calm him down and arrest him. And when they asked him if he had been drinking, he said he had already had 33 beers.
Oh.
That's more than 3 gallons of beer.
It's amazing he was able to keep count.
Right?
Unless he ordered 33 right off the
right?
bat.
He's down to 66 bottles of beer. He was charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest. Do we get to claim this beer-guzzling fool in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Amy?
Oh, I need help.
Oh, that's what I'm here for. All right, Coach Adam to the rescue. First off, he knows how many he had because he had a wife that was drink counting. That's you're having number 24? So that's how he knows. He's 33 drinks of beer, but 33 is also the address for the jail here in Orlando. It's got to be.
I say it's Florida.
Yes,
for
ma'am.
Sure. I agree with you. Florida.
Wow. That was a really long drive to get to a short
really
answer.
Was, wasn't it?
She cut you off.
Rich, what do you think?
I like that guy's wife.
I'm going to go with Dana. What are you thinking on this, Dana? I got a little hunch, but.
I think that it's Florida. I really do. When Jay was telling the story, and Adam's like, oh, about
right,
the wife.
I'm going to go with my coach. I'm going to say Florida.
Yeah.
Both of you going with Florida. This happened in, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yeah, look at that.
Not that far away.
Yeah, tolerance.
All right. 1-1. Over to you, Rich. As you know, it's not enough to find out if you're pregnant with a boy or girl anymore. You just got to make a big whole ordeal about it with the whole gender reveal. And sometimes things can go very wrong. Like they did for this 30-year-old guy named Samuel. He was doing a gender reveal stunt last year, actually, where he'd do some burnouts in his car, and then the exhaust would either be blue or pink. Creative, right? Well, when he started doing the burnouts, his car caught on fire, and cops didn't appreciate it. So he was arrested for reckless driving, and he wound up getting a $1,000 fine, and he had his license suspended for 6 months for causing the fire and doing burnouts.
Wow.
By the way, the exhaust is blue. It was a boy. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world? It's like a bad Dukes of Hazzard stunt.
Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah, it does sound like Dukes of Hazzard, which I don't think was filmed in Florida, so my hunch would be anywhere else. What do you think, Dana?
Oh, I kind of feel like it's Florida just because it's a silly crime. Okay, we can go anywhere else in the world.
Final answer?
Final answer. Anywhere
over,
else.
Over to you, Amy.
I say it happened outside of Florida.
No coach, huh? Okay.
No coach. You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because I heard about this.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
This took place in Australia.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
All right.
Get some shrimp from the
Good job.
Again. We're tied 2-2.
Oh,
it comes down to this. Amy, here we go. Starts with you. In cases like this, you got to wonder if the cops are like, seriously, could you at least try to make this a challenge for us? There's a 21-year-old. 21-year-old guy named Keelix. He broke into a house this past Monday morning. He stole a scooter, a skateboard, and a weed eater, and then ended up getting into a little fight with the guy who lived there. But when cops came to the house, Keelix was unfortunately already gone. But he left behind one big clue.
Oh, no.
That was the room key to the motel where he was staying down the street. So they went to the motel. They put the key in door number 9, and ta-da! What's behind door number 9?
The
found
stuff.
Felix with his face going, "How did you find me?"
You got your gun.
He was arrested for burglary, grand theft, and battery for starting the fight too. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Amy?
Adam, I don't even need your help. I read this on the news, and it is Holly Hill, Florida.
Wow!
Jay, final answer? Stories. Final answer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rich, what do you think? Is she right?
She's right. It's Florida.
Final answer, too.
Well, she read it on the news. She gave us a big clue.
Yeah, yeah. This took place in Holly Hill, Florida. Wow. Amy, you're really good.
Wow.
I know. Really Why good. Couldn't this be like a test in college, like a midterm?
Wow, you guys, seriously, I think that's the first time we've had perfect scores for both players. 3-3, we end in a tie.
Well, the coaches helped.
I don't think they helped
didn't,
at all.
But yeah.
And I think Amy pretty much silenced you most of the game.
Yeah.
So, hey, nice job, you guys. Thanks for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world.